Yeah, we've got the champ joining us now, Jeff Horn. What a legend he is. G'day, champ. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Are you getting used to being referred to as champ?
World champ.
World champion.
That's what you do,
a little
mate.
Bit. Yeah. A little bit. I got given a name tag the other day at one of the events I was talking at, and I was just like, it said Jeff Horn, it said world champion on the bottom. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Hey, mate, can I just ask, we haven't spoken to you since, obviously, before you went overseas to the ESPYs. What was it like to hang with some of the big dogs of world sport at the ESPYs?
Yeah, it was cool. You felt pretty special sitting there with all those people, and just being a part of that whole event was pretty spectacular, with everyone all very dressed up, and it's like walking the red carpet, and yes. Yeah,
did you cool. meet anybody cool, like Peyton Manning, who hosted it at all?
No, we didn't actually meet them. I guess we were sitting front row, but we didn't actually go up and on stage or anything and talk to those guys.
How's the body feeling? How have you recovered since the fight last month?
Yeah, I feel like I'm pretty much back to normal. The eye is still recovering, but that takes probably a bit longer. But the hands are fine. The body's fine. I've probably got another layer of protection over me at the moment.
Meantime, Manny Pacquiao's still drinking through a straw. He has to have all of his meals in liquid form. You tore him a new one. Now, that's what we wanted to talk about, Jeff, because we're hearing these outrageous rumours, and we don't like them. We don't like the sound of it. We're hearing these outrageous rumours that the rematch could be happening in either Sydney or Melbourne. Do you know anything? Can you let us in on what's the latest?
Oh, I've heard the same thing as you guys, and I'm pretty much on the same page. I know that Sydney and Melbourne are trying to steal it off Brisbane. I guess it's not the worst case scenario for me if it does go there. I'd just prefer to fight in Australia. That's my main objective, but definitely Brisbane's at the top of that list.
Hey, Anastasia Palaszczuk, the Premier, has come out and said if anybody's worried about the heat, they're going to put fans above the, obviously, boxing ring. Would that have any effect on the fight?
I think they're talking about putting an air curtain in. So, like, it's pretty much going to be like a see-through type room where they're going to have it air conditioned in there. It's pretty far out.
So, in other words, if it was to be held at Suncorp Stadium, you guys would effectively be fighting in a see-through box that we would...
Yeah.
Is that right?
I think so. That's what I'm getting told. That's what I'm hearing.
How funny.
It won't. Come on, that sounds ridiculous.
No, but are you... Jeff, I know you're a proud Queenslander, but are you sort of on the understanding that we are a big possibility of losing this fight?
I don't know. It's hard for me because I'm not in the discussions with any of the promoters about it. It's hard for me to... I'm just guessing like anyone else.
But, Jeff, no like one's going to say no to you if you step in.
That's true. Yeah.
I feel like it will be here. I'm pretty confident they'll be able to get it here, but, it all depends on, I guess, the money, the dollar signs of how much Melbourne and Sydney are putting up.
Is it going ahead? Is it November?
It's either November or December. They keep changing on me as well. They say mid-November, late November, then they change it to December. Ooh. So the dates keep changing.
But Sydney, that'll be hot in Sydney or Melbourne as
well. Yeah, exactly. Where are you going to go to in Australia in December where it's not going to be hot?
Unless you go indoors.
Well, they go indoors to Etihad. Or they go to maybe the Aces Arena in Sydney near there. Yeah, somewhere there.
Hey, Jeff, what about this tool, the American commentator, who was so rude to you after you've just won a world title? Yeah. You're the new hero of the nation, and he comes out and says, first thing he says to you, oh, I didn't think you won.
Jetbag.
And you just we go, you douchebag, who cares about you at this stage? It's about Jeff. It's about, you know, this.
Has he apologised yet?
Yeah. If you had
No. I've got a Google alert today that alerted me of article that he's put up that he's saying that I'm a sook and...
Oh, he needs to jam
We need to get this guy on our show. We actually need to get him on.
He is a tosser of the highest order, this guy. I hope he's not getting an invite back to the rematch.
No. You know, I think you're right.
I mean, and then the fight goes off and gets rescored. Mm. Jeff wins again.
Yeah.
And he's still
not good enough.
He's still banging on. And he's calling Jeff a sook.
He's so lame.
This guy's the sook. Any chance you could fight him as well, Jeff?
At the same time.
Maybe we can organise a 13th round.
Yeah, we pay for that.
So you're back in training, and you're getting into the swing of things, and you're getting set for the rematch. Is that what you want to say?
Yeah, that's it. I'm a few days in. I started back on Monday, and just slowly working back in so the body's not super sore when I get back.
Good
yeah,
on you, good mate. Idea. Legend, mate.
The whole country loves you. You're the champ, and you will be this time next year as well, mate. Wherever the rematch is, and we, of course, hope it's here in southeast Queensland, but wherever it is, mate, you got our support 100%, and I'm talking about the entire state. Good on you, Jeff.
Thanks, Dobbo. Thanks, Luke. Thanks, Libby.